On one level, it is true that coming to the end of ourselves doesn't have to be an intense emotional experience. You know, the 3,000 on the day of Pentecost, there's no real evidence of intense emotional coming to the end of ourselves. You know, men and brethren, what must we do? You know, what should we do to be saved? Obviously, there's some sense of an acknowledgement of their lostness, but the weeping and gnashing of teeth isn't really evident. In fact, it's extremely unlikely that 3,000 people would have a common emotional experience of coming to the end of themselves. At the same time, obviously, it's not just some little cakewalk into, I ought to be a Christian, so why don't I? We heard from somebody today that said they became a Christian when they were 3. The odds of that are something less than 0. You know, it's underwater. Why is that? Because while it doesn't take an intense emotional response to seeing my own depravity necessarily, it may be that for some, but at bare minimum has to be an understanding that I murdered Jesus, that my sins resulted in the historic event of God dying on a cross after being bloodied beyond recognition, that was an actual fact, a historical event, and by faith in the blood of Jesus, by trusting His blood, a righteous, holy, perfect, sinless man dying for my sin, by trusting that event and giving my life to God going forward based on a washing in the blood, though my sins were as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Based on a knowledge of that and giving over of my heart and my will to that fact, I can be saved. It may or may not involve a lot of emotion, but it certainly involves an acknowledgement of the reality of what took place. Unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Unless you're 3. Well, no. You will perish unless you repent. A person has come to a place in their life where they've willfully chosen to disobey God, their hearts and their consciences testify that they're evil and corrupt on the inside. Unless they repent, unless they turn towards God and away from sin, they will go to hell. If they were to die, they will perish. Now, a 3-year-old is going to have a hard time gaining a grasp of the magnitude of these events, the magnitude of their own sin, the cost of their sin to the Savior, and then to put their faith, their full trust in the blood of Jesus. A 3-year-old, 36 months into the planet, 18 months into being able to walk, and maybe still unable to, you know, contain themselves through the night, and they're supposed to be saved now, you know, it's just not real likely they're going to be able to deal with these things at that age. So while it doesn't necessarily take an avalanche of emotion, it does take a recognition of the magnitude of the corruptness of my heart and the magnitude of the beauty and the freedom of the blood of Jesus and the necessity of the two meeting.